Happy New Year, dingus. Oh, I didn't scare you, did I? I'm sorry. I saw you lying out here on the grass. You looked like you were tired. I figured you looked so hungover, you might not even notice me sneaking up on you. I'm sorry. I'm a bad neighbor, I know. Anyway, what's the matter with you? You party a little too hard last night? I'd be surprised if you had enough friends to go out and get wasted like this with. Oh, I'm just messing around. Come on, you know how much I like to tease you. So come on, what was it? You went out to a bar, club, house party. What did you do? Oh, okay, you don't want to tell me. All right. Fair enough, dingus. Keep your secrets. You do look tired, though. You must have got in pretty late. Oh, leave me alone. Listen to you. You're so funny, especially when you're tired like this. No, I'm not going to leave you alone. It's New Year's Day. I've got the whole day off. So, did you make any New Year's resolutions this year? No, wait, shut up, I'm not interested. Let me tell you about my New Year's resolutions. I decided that this year, you know, I really just have to get better at going out there and taking what I want. Nice guys finish last. You know, it's just true, isn't it? It's probably why you're such a loser. You're too nice for your own good. Yeah, this year, I'm just going to think about all the things I want and I'm just going to take them. Jeez, look at you. You really are in a bad way, aren't you? You know, if you've got a hangover, I could help you with that.
I don't want your help.
Stand the fuck up, loser. Here, come on. Come inside. I've got something that will wake you up and make you feel so much better. Come into my place. Come on. Yeah, yeah, sure. It'll make you feel better. I mean, it'll make one of us feel better anyway. Inside, dingus. Now. Yeah, come on. You know, I actually had another New Year's resolution. What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm unbuttoning your shirt, that's all. I had another New Year's resolution, and that was that I should be a better neighbor to you. So we've lived together for what, how many years now? I don't even know. All this time I've been so unkind to you. Pushing you around, calling you names, telling you that you're a fucking dingus, and a loser, and a total fucking dork. Saying that to you all the time, that's not very nice of me, is it? Saying things like loser, dingus, dork, nerd, fucking little pussy, shit like that. It's not very nice of me, is it? You weak little fucking loser. That's just an example of something that's not very nice that I might have said in the past. So this year, I'm going to be nicer to you, starting today. And now that I'm officially a good neighbor and a good person, I'm going to help you out and I'm going to get rid of this hangover of yours. It's this new hangover treatment that I've been thinking of. Hey, come on. Get these down, get your shorts down, get your little shorts down, loser. I think of it as a kind of a shock therapy for getting over a hangover. Hey. Look, I know this is a big step for you and I. I've never seen you in just your bra and panties like this before. But you really need to understand. I'm a good man now. You can trust me. You can totally trust me. Look, I'll prove it to you. Instead of saying mean things to you, like, you're a sad little fucking dingus, I might say something to you now like, you have an incredible pair of tits. Or, you're actually pretty good looking for a fucking loser. I might even learn to be a little bit more honest with you about things, like how the only reason I've teased you so much in the past is because it sexually excites me to insult you. Belittling you makes me horny, and it gets my dick hard. See? New year, new me. Honest, generous, kind. That's me. Why don't we get to work on making your hangover all better? Oh, God, you know, every time I say something nasty to you, you look at me with those sad little eyes. And I swear, I never know if it makes me want to give you a hug and apologize and tell you that I'm sorry and it's okay. Everything's going to be better from now on. Or if it makes me just want to pinch your nipple, grab hold of it and not fucking let go, and see just how sad I can make you look. See if I can make it worse. No, don't worry, dingus. I got you. I got you. I'm gonna hold you. I'm gonna hold you right here. And I'm gonna twist and I'm gonna squeeze just a little bit. Because like I said, this is my year of deciding what I want and just going out there and taking it. And this is what I want. You know, the funny thing about bullying someone is, it's that bullying someone and loving them are really not that different, are they? In fact, bullying someone and loving them are just a hair's breadth apart from each other, because they both require complete obsession, don't they? When you think about it, right? The same willingness to get up in someone's face and say deeply personal things to them. To force yourself into their personal space. To be close to someone. To allow someone to get inside your head. And to get inside theirs. Bullying and love are just two sides of the same coin. But lucky for you, like I said, I'm a nice guy now, and I'm a good neighbor. Oh, your nipples really do feel good. And you really are pretty for someone who's such a fucking loser. And I think this year is going to usher in a whole new era for you and I. What about you? What do you think? Too shy to say anything. Maybe you're just too hungover. Maybe you're too tired. Maybe you can't think straight. Well, we'll get an answer out of you one way or another. Turn yourself around. Turn yourself around. Give me this fucking ass of yours. I asked you, what do you think about it? Do you think you and I are gonna be better friends this year? Do you think that you and I are gonna be closer this year? Come on, fucking answer me. I can't hear you again. Oh, you do agree. Well, isn't that just lovely? No, you can stay bent over like that. Stay right where you are. The number of times I've said a mean thing to you and you've just turned around and walked away, and I've got to watch this beautiful ass sway back and forth as you walk away. Oh my God. I swear it's one of the best things about being your neighbor, getting to constantly look at this beautiful ass. You know, I hope I'm not overstepping any personal boundaries with all of this. I hope I wouldn't be overstepping any personal boundaries if my hand slides down your ass and between your leg and over your pussy across your panties. That wouldn't be too much for you, would it? Bending you over, squeezing your throat, and stroking your pussy. That wouldn't be too much for you, would it now, loser? Oh, I'm sorry. I called you a bad name, didn't I? I said I wouldn't do that anymore. Well, I guess some old habits die hard. It might take a little bit more effort for me to shake off the habit of telling you you're a fucking loser. Fuck. What do you think, dingus? Is this waking you up? Is this helping you shake off your hangover? Giving you something else to focus on, something else to think about? Oh God, your pussy feels really fucking good. How about if a hand goes into your panties and down the back and just... Your pussy is wet, loser. How the fuck did that happen? So wet that a finger could easily just slip right in there? Don't kick up a fuss, come on. I wouldn't want to have to squeeze your throat any harder than I already am. Well, what's the matter? Are you gonna cry about it? This all a little bit too overwhelming for you? You're gonna be a fucking crybaby about it. Well, look, let me tell you, I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry for all the times I bullied you. I'm sorry for all the times I said such mean things to you. Oh, I'm sorry for all the times I was a bad neighbor to you. What else am I supposed to apologize for? You want me to apologize for spanking you? You want me to apologize for slipping my fingers up into your wet cunt? I'm just trying to be a nice guy. I shouldn't have to apologize for that, should I? Oh. Oh. Listen to you, fucking loser. You sound like you really might cry. Little fucking crybaby with my fingers up your cunt. My hands around your throat. I'm only doing this because I like you. You know that, right? You must know that. Maybe I am being a little bit rough. How about I be nice to you instead? Come on. Here. Lay down. Get down there. Lay back on my couch. Come on. Lay there. Oh, no, no, no. Lay there. I'm just gonna sit myself down here. I'll just perch myself on the edge of the seat, right next to you. God, you really do look incredible. I think these panties can come off, though. I like that bra, though. I think we'll leave that on. But let's get these off. And just spread these legs of yours apart just a little bit for me, just like this. There. How does that make you feel? when I've got my hands on your knees like that and I just spread your legs open with your pussy exposed. Is that how you expected to start your new year? You really are beautiful. Sorry, there's that newfound honesty of mine coming out. I think you're really fucking beautiful. Even at a time like this when you're so tired and hungover that you're basically helpless and you're here stripped down in my home at my mercy. Just how you need to be. Looking right into my eyes. So helpless, so weak, so vulnerable. Such a pathetic little fucking loser girl. With my fingers just gliding over your pussy like that. Streaking around the insides of your thigh. Looking so overwhelmed that you really might cry at any moment, you little fucking crybaby. You little fucking crybaby. Does that make you want to cry? When I slip my finger inside you? Hey, don't stop looking at me. Don't take your eyes off mine, okay? Okay? No matter how intense it feels, when I slip another finger in there, when I take them out and I strike your clit really fucking hard, don't take your eyes off mine. Fucking loser girl. Looks like she's gonna cry. All I'm doing is curing your hangover. I'm just being a good neighbor. I'm just being honest with you about my feelings, because I like you so much, and I'm not going to stop being honest with you like this until you come, because I just know that that rush of endorphins, all those happy feelings you get, it's going to wash that hangover all the way away. You're going to forget all about it. And you're going to be so fucking grateful to me for making you come that you will thank me when it's over with. No matter how much you look like you might cry now, I promise you, you'll thank me. Just whatever you do, don't take your eyes off mine. Your clit feels so fucking good. Your pussy feels so fucking good. You're so goddamn hot. It's a miracle that I kept my hands off you for as long as I did. You might be a loser, but you're gonna be my fucking loser. Keep your hands down there by your sides. You don't get to touch anything. You keep your legs spread and your hands by your sides and you stay still and you just look at me, okay? While I rub your fucking clit really goddamn hard. And this is how we make you feel better. So give me what I want. Give me what I fucking want, loser. I want your cum and I'm not gonna stop until I get it. You little fucking crybaby, look at you. So overwhelmed. Little fucking loser crybaby, give me what I want. Come on, let's get you closer, Let's get you closer and you will give me what I want. Pretty little fucking crybaby loser girl. Harder and harder. Give me what I want. Come on. Come on. Give me what I want. It's all so much, isn't it? You're not gonna cry, are you? Fucking crybaby girl. Pretty little crybaby girl. Give me what I want. hotter and hotter and hotter. Give me what I want. Yeah, that's it. That's right. Oh, yeah, you moan. You moan for me. You fucking moan for me until I get what I want. I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna stop until I make you feel all better. Give me what I fucking want. Come on. Come on. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me, loser. You fucking pretty little crybaby loser girl. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give me that cum. You're getting closer. Come on. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Don't fucking break eye contact. Give me what I want. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Give it to me. Give it to me. Come on. There. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Give it to me. Give it to me. Come on. Come on, you fucking loser. Come. That's it. Come. 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 Keep your arms down there. Keep your arms where they are. Come. 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 Give me what I want. That's it. That's it. That's it. No, I'm gonna hold those fingers right there inside you. Right there inside you, pretty girl. Well, that's my good deed for the new year done, isn't it? It's okay, you can catch your breath. I'm not going anywhere. I'm definitely not going anywhere. So what do you say, neighbor? Did that make you feel better? Mm-hmm. And what do you say now? Thank you. Say it again, louder. Thank you. You're welcome, loser. Just when I thought it was going to be impossible for me to become even more obsessed with you. Seeing you come like that is... It's done something to me. I have a feeling that my obsession with you is about to become something really fucking sick, and this is going to get a whole lot worse and a whole lot more fun. Happy New Year, loser.